It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. If you were away from the news all week, you might glance at the stock markets now and think nothing much happened. Many of the world's stocks and stock exchanges have recovered their massive losses from early in the week. Yet there's been a huge drama to get back where we started. The climax of that drama was Tuesday, ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, which is when CNBC had live coverage on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
A very intense floor. We're getting pushed around. These guys are trying to do their job. We're in their territory.
Tuesday's bad market, at least in the morning, was triggered by many things. And we turn in this segment to what happened and how key people tried to prevent a collapse. NPR's Adam Davidson is our guide. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Why don't we start with some of the characters in this story?
All right. Well, I think the three main characters we're going to talk about today, the first is President Bush. We'll get to him in a minute. The second is Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. He's the guy who controls the money supply that basically fuels the entire banking and financial system. The third character is the investor. Now, of course, there are millions of investors all over the world with lots of different goals and ambitions. But for the purposes of our story, let's say there is a thing called an investor, and that investor started our story very nervous about economic conditions.
Okay, so George W. Bush, Ben Bernanke, and the investor, the stars in the opening credits, and now the movie begins. And let's pick as a moment to start. Last week, a week ago Thursday, 8:30 in the morning, what's happening?
Up until that point, we're hearing a lot about maybe there's going to be a recession in the U.S. Maybe that's going to spread to the rest of the world. This is fueled by fears about the U.S. housing market that's been going down and down throughout 2007. 8:30 in the morning, there are big data coming out. It's about new home construction.
And what did they show?
It was terrible. There was a drop of 14% for December. That is the biggest drop in 16 years. This is now telling investors there really are bad times coming. Their eyes immediately go on Thursday to Ben Bernanke. He's headed to Capitol Hill. He's going to give some testimony. And investors are looking at this guy saying, do you understand how anxious we are? Do you know how bad these numbers are?
In the months ahead, we will be closely monitoring the inflation situation, particularly inflation expectations.
Okay, so when our prototypical investor hears Bernanke talking about inflation, what does he or she think?
Heart sinks. They feel terrible. He's talking about inflation. Investors don't care about inflation. That's a long-term problem. They are worried about today, and they're feeling Bernanke doesn't get our pain.
Okay, so people are depressed, markets are slipping, and then on Friday, a week ago today, President Bush makes a move.
To keep our economy growing and creating jobs, Congress and the administration need to work to enact an economic growth package as soon as possible. As Congress considers such a plan, there are certain principles that must guide its deliberations.
Sounds like what our investor might want to hear.
That is what they want to hear. The Bernanke has not helped them, but they're thinking, okay, maybe the White House will help us. But President Bush doesn't really give a detailed proposal. He says he's going to create a proposal. There are no specifics. Immediately, the Democrats come out with their counter proposals. And suddenly, our investor is feeling like this is going to get bogged down in ugly Washington politics. It becomes part of the presidential campaign. And they start thinking there is not going to be something coming out of Washington quickly.
And now Friday ends up being a lousy day on Wall Street a week ago today. Then people have the weekend to calm down and regroup. Why didn't that happen?
Well, Asian investors were sleeping when a lot of this was happening, when President Bush made his announcement and the Democrats made their counter-announcement. So Monday morning is the first time that Asian investors have an opportunity to respond to all of this. They see, just like our investor in the U.S., our investor in Asia sees no help from Bernanke, no help from President, no help from Congress, and they start selling. Here's some coverage from NPR from that morning.
Stock markets all across Asia dropped sharply today as investors worried about a recession in the United States. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
In Mumbai, India, the Sensex index plummeted 7.4%, its second biggest drop ever in percentage terms.
So we move from time zone to time zone. Asian markets dropped, then it comes to be Europe's turn. European markets drop, but it's Monday and American markets were closed. What was happening on that seemingly quiet day on Wall Street?
What's happening is our other character, Ben Bernanke, comes back into the story. Martin Luther King Day, he was having the day off. He was about to take a trip to New York. He sees Europe, Asia, stocks collapsing. U.S. markets are closed, but he's getting word that U.S. markets are going to fall dramatically Tuesday morning. So he does something that is very unexpected. He calls an emergency meeting of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. These are the guys who work with Bernanke to set U.S. monetary policy. They are not supposed to pay attention to short-term volatility in markets. They're supposed to ignore that stuff. Now, we know now that there was this major sell-off from one bank in France, Societe Generale, because of the work of a rogue trader, which added a lot of selling to the market, something like 40 or 50 billion euros worth of stocks. They didn't know that at the time. All they saw were markets plummeting. They are so worried. Bernanke is thinking this might be disastrous, a vicious financial shock. We have to do something. And Tuesday morning, they make their big announcement an hour before the markets open.
And what's happening during that hour?
What happens is Asia, Europe respond very positively. What the Fed does is it lowers its key interest rate by 0.75%. Might sound like not much. It is huge.
So the Fed cuts interest rates 0.75%. We have the day that anybody who was following the news followed intensively on Tuesday. Dramatic drop in the Dow at the beginning of the day, and then the beginning of a recovery that's continued for much of the week. So as soon as the Dow started pulling up again with this interest rate cut, were investors out of the woods?
Investors were out of the short-term woods, if that is mixing metaphors. I'm sorry. Their immediate concerns that we talked about from a week earlier are no longer concerns. The Federal Reserve gets it. Congress and the White House come to an agreement. Here's how Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson described the behind-the-scenes political maneuvering.
The right tone was set when we had a very good conference call with the president, and there a spirit of bipartisan participation was set with one objective in mind and one objective only, to help the U.S. economy as soon as possible and the American people.
That is what investors were waiting to hear.
And what happens now that Washington has actually agreed on what they describe as a fiscal stimulus package, tax breaks and other measures to help people, and they agreed on it in record time, practically?
This certainly reassures investors. It gives them a sign that Democrats and Republicans are willing to put aside politics, at least for this moment. But the fundamentals are still pretty scary. Credit crisis, structural problems throughout the financial system, a housing market that's collapsing. So we are not out of the woods.
So we've ended up at the end of the week with a lot of market numbers, just the raw numbers about where they were before. But let's come back to our three main characters, Adam Davidson, President Bush, Ben Bernanke, and that investor, that typical investor. How is each of their positions any different?
Well, Ben Bernanke and President Bush are more popular today than they were a week ago, at least among our investor. They are more actively and aggressively responding to what is happening in the markets. But I think what all three are learning is they don't have as much control over the economy as maybe they'd like, that the economy might be heading for bad times no matter how much the three of them try to prevent it.
NPR's Adam Davidson in New York. Adam, good talking with you.
Thank you, Steve.